And it being Friday, it is time for Hidden Kitchens. Over the months, we've been listening to your messages about unusual kitchens, ritual meals, and how your community gathers around food. Many of you called about burgoo, a 150-year-old stew and tradition that drew the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, to Western Kentucky.
Message 4 was received at 9:20 a.m. Friday.
Good morning. My name is Nancy Penrod. I was raised in Owensboro, Kentucky, on the Ohio River, and my deepest food memory is the Catholic church picnics. You know, Saint so-and-so's would have it one weekend, Saint somebody else's the next time, and Our Blessed Mother another time, and burgoo, B-U-R-G-O-O, and barbecued mutton, and they barbecue in great big pits all night long. No kidding, you need to go. Thank you. Bye.
Y'all called, so here we are. We're on I-65 North, heading to Owensboro, Kentucky. Been a long time since I've been to one.
It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. We're building a fire. You know we're gonna get it burnt down just right.
We're only cooking like 750 pounds of pork and 3,000 pounds of mutton. 900 chickens. We have a real small picnic here.
They've got some picnics around here that go back for ages.
We're at St. Lawrence Church Picnic Ground, Bernard Wright. We are standing behind the eating shelter here. Down there is the pit where they cook the meat. Over here is the burgoo shelter where they make the burgoo, and they serve meat and burgoo out of these booths here. We also have a to-go out on the road there.
My crew for burgoo starts at 3 in the morning. Boil 500 or 600 pounds of mutton. My name's Martin Higdon. We're in a small Catholic parish, St. Lawrence. Burgoo is a term that you won't hear away from here very far. If you cross the river and go over in Indiana, they call it turtle soup.
My name's Dan Stallings, Blessed Mother cooking team. I have my own kettle at home, and I do burgoo at home. It'll have deer meat in it, could have some squirrels in it, hens, and it'll have mutton in it, cabbage.
If you don't steer burgoo, it'll scorch in a heartbeat. It's Ken Bosley here at Owensboro, Kentucky. They have big, long stick, maybe 8 foot, with a paddle attached to it, and they never steer it all night.
Here at Blessed Mother, we stir it all by hand, mainly because of the fellowship, people being together, standing side by side.
All 73.
Now, we don't have total Catholics on some of these cooking teams. We've got people that are from Baptist churches.
G-52.
Yeah. But most of your church picnics, for some reason or another, started out as Catholic. I don't know why the Baptists or Lutherans just don't get in on it, but they just never have. And we get a lot of money for the church, you know, out of a thing like this. Put your differences aside and work together, one team.
My name is Bob Newman. I'm the team captain here at Blessed Mother. This team right here has been together about 25 years. After your first year, you know what you want to do. Because the mutton guys, they eat a lot of smoke. They have to bend over the pit, and it's real hot. Some guys don't like that. There's a little competition between the chicken team and the mutton team.
It's a personal choice. Anybody can cook a chicken. It takes a little more work to do the mutton, and I enjoy the mutton, and that's my forte, I guess.
I started up here probably when I was about 10 years old, helping cook dip for the mutton and the pork, and an old man taught me how to cook it, and I did it till probably I was 18, and then he just kind of turned it over to me and said, here you go, and I've been doing it ever since. It's mostly just men up here. The women do help in, you know, during the day, preparing for the burgoo, bottle it and get it ready to sell, but as far as the cooking goes, it's mostly just men. My little girl here, she's 8, and she's probably the only girl who's been up here for several years. It's my night to babysit. Mama's out. I mean, my son, don't matter if Mama was home, he would have been up here with me anyway.
Well, I'm Daryl Cecil. I'm one of the dip makers. It takes 60 gallons for the whole pit. Whatever meat you see, we generally mop it with the mop.
It's what we call the old black dip. It's hot and wangy.
Mainly it's lard, margarine, butter, and you got your lemon juice. Of course, lemon cuts your lard, and your lard cuts your lemon. As far as writing it down, the amount and all, I couldn't tell you. Kind of handed down from generation to generation. But every generation was dabbled a little bit.
We have quilts for sale and some.
Come here, boy.
What are you getting me into, Dad?
It's my dad. Finest feller you ever want to meet. He's taught me so much.
People in the world that's hungry. Around here, you wouldn't realize that.
I think we need peace more than anything. Peace in the world.
What's all this fighting that they're doing?
This is the only time during the year that I get to see some of these guys. You know, we're all so busy with our lives anymore.
You walk down that pit in the morning, hear everybody hollering, and, you know, they know what's got to be done, and they're here to do the job. I mean, what's all said and done, and the meat's all sold, and everybody's coming together for a good cause. You got to have that in one community. That's what it's all about.
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky beneath a beautiful harvest moon.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, with Jay Allison. Want to make burgoo? Visit npr.org.